are not watchful.
佢哋就唔夠警醒啦。
They take, of course, we are all trained, especially if you are underwater diver like I am, you are trained to take precautions.
當然你係一個識潛水嘅人呢，一定會有好多嘅小心嘅準備嘅。
But every year there are people who are not watchful enough.
但每年都有啲人總係唔夠小心。
And they drown to death.
佢哋就浸死啦。
Many of us, when we go into deep sea, we carry a knife with us.
好多我哋游潛水嘅時間呢，都帶住一把嘅小刀嘅。
And when I go into the water with my knife strapped to my leg,
當我帶住小刀喺我嘅大髀裏邊潛水嘅時候呢，
Many people look at me and say, "What is that for? You're going to fight with the sharks?"
人哋見到我就問啦：你帶住把刀潛水做咩喎？係咪要嚟打鯊魚啊？
I'm afraid that the knife will not do very much to a shark.
我就恐怕咧，小刀就唔可以對付鯊魚啦。
It is part of the watchfulness that we are trained to because of that watchfulness, we must carry that knife.
係因為我哋被訓練潛水嘅時候咧，我哋係要學習警醒而帶刀嘅。
Against what?
去防備乜嘢呢？
Well, you know the people all like to do fishing.
你知道好多人中意釣魚㗎啦。
And what you fish nowadays is with a nylon line.
而家釣魚就用嗰啲尼龍線啦。
That nylon line may be very thin and almost invisible.
呢條嘅魚絲咧，可能係見唔到嘅。
Now, if you don't, you know, Brother Isaac is a fishing expert here, so he doesn't need to be convinced.
德康就專家嚟㗎啦，我唔講佢都會信我㗎啦。
But you take one thin nylon line and you try with all your strength to see if you can break it.
你試下揾條魚絲，只係用呢個九牛二虎之力，可唔可以整爛佢呢？
It will cut your hand long before you can break it.
你手爛你都未整得斷佢啊！
And the worst part is you can't see it in the water.
最弊就喺水底裏邊咧，你見唔到魚絲嘅。
Now a swimmer coming by will get caught time and again in that nylon line.
即係游水嘅時間咧，好容易就會俾魚絲撬到啦。
And the more you struggle, the tighter it gets on your leg or on your arm or your neck, whatever.
你越掙扎嘅時候咧，魚絲就將你嘅手或者腳啊捆得越緊。
One of the reasons for carrying the knife is precisely in order to cut yourself free if you get caught in that.
帶刀嘅原因就係咧，如果你被魚絲撬住咧，你就可以自己求生。
In fact, that is one reason why many good swimmers drown to death. They get caught in fishing lines.
其中一個游水人浸死咧，係因為佢哋被魚絲撬到。
What are these fishing lines doing? As you know, many people fish and their hook got caught on a rock down below.
點解會咁咧？因為人哋釣魚咧，好多時候嗰個魚鈎又勾在石裏邊。
So what you do? You pull. You think I got a great big fish.
咪以為咧就大魚上釣啦，就猛猛猛猛。
They get very excited and pulling very hard.
越掹就越興奮。
And then finally, the whole string goes.
終於全條整個絲都斷埋。
Yeah, and then of course they thought I missed the big fish.
佢就以為咧，哎呀釣唔到大魚添。
Actually, all they hooked was a great rock down below.
原來佢勾到嘅就係大石嘅啫。
But the problem is that hook is still hooked there, and that nylon string could still be floating there, especially if there's a float there.
問題就斷咗之後咧，那個勾仲喺石裏邊嘅，而嗰條絲咧就浮喺水底裏面啦。
And too bad for the swimmer that swims into that nylon string and gets caught.
咁游水經過條魚絲嗰個人咧就唔好彩咯。
You have 1 minute to get out, or else you drown.
你只有1分鐘嘅時間咧嚟去自己去擺脱，否則嘅話你實死啦。
Can you hold your breath for longer than 1 minute?
你可唔可以忍住唔吸氣1分鐘啊？
Especially when you panic.
特別係當你驚嘅時候。
That's why we carry the knife.
就係帶刀就咁解啦。
Watchfulness.
警醒。
So I explain all this. The next time if you go swimming with me, don't ask me why are you carrying the knife.
我已經講得清楚啦。下次同我游水見到帶刀，你就唔好再問我點解啦。
You go fight with sharks.
我唔係去打鯊魚。
So the first point I want to establish is this: the reason why we lose the battle time and again against the sea or against sickness and so on is because of the lack of watchfulness.
所以第一點我想講清楚就係，之所以我哋打輸仗啊，無論係去啲病菌或者海洋侵蝕陸地嘅仗，我打輸原因咧，因為我哋唔夠警醒。
But to watch out for what?
但我哋要提防啲咩嘢呢？
Like those people asking me when I go swimming, what am I carrying the knife for? They think that I'm watching out for sharks.
好似嗰啲人問我，你做咩帶刀游水啊？係咪打鯊魚啊？佢仲以為我去打鯊魚添。
Of course, I also watch out for sharks.
當然我都會看住啲鯊魚嘅。After
all, I've also run into a shark once upon a time.
以前我都曾經一次遇過鯊魚。You
have to watch out for those too.
你需要提防嗰啲添。
But of course, you're not going to win any fight with a big or small knife, whatever.
當然你把洗刀你就唔可以同鯊魚搏鬥啦。
Once you see a shark, we are also trained to take the proper precaution, evasive actions.
我哋曾经受过训练咧，要见到鲨鱼应该点反应嘅。
So you got to know what to look out for.
所以必须知道你提防啲系咩嘢。
So let us go before we go on. Let me want to stress to you the importance of watchfulness and what to watch out for. We look at Mark chapter 13.
即大家而家翻去马可福音嘅第13章。
To show you how important this constant scriptural teaching about watchfulness is.
为向大家证明啊，圣经常常强调警醒嘅重要性。
Perhaps I'll ask Pastor Joe to read for us from verses 33 to 37. It's a bit a long passage, but it's very important.
我会为大家咧从33节读到37节。你们要谨慎，警醒祈祷，因为你们不晓得那日期几时来到。这事正如一个人离开本家，寄居外邦，把权柄交给仆人，分派各人当作的工，又吩咐看门嘅要警醒。所以你们要警醒，因为你们不知道家主什么时候来，或晚上，或半夜，或鸡叫，或早晨，恐怕他忽然来到，看见你们睡着了。我对你们所说的话，也是对众人说的，要警醒。
The last word again is watch.
主所讲最后一句话就系咧，要警醒。
You know, in all the years I have been a Christian, I have never heard any preacher preach a message about watching.
我做基督徒做咗咁耐咧，我从未听过一篇讲道去讲关于到要警醒嘅。
It seems that nobody knows what's there to watch.
好似咧，冇人知道咧，我哋应该要提防啲咩嘢咁样。
You notice how many times you counted sometimes how many times the word watch is there. The Lord Jesus keeps saying to us, watch, but nobody is watching.
你数下。警醒嘅字出现几多次？主不停咁讲话要警醒，但系冇人听佢讲。
That time when I was swimming in Malaysia，
嗰次喺马来西亚游水
，I knew that there are sharks in Malaysian waters。
我知道马来西亚嘅水域咧系有鲨鱼嘅。
And that is why I was watching。
所以我就不停喺度提防。
And sure enough， I saw a shark not far away from me。
果然咧，我就见到条鲨鱼喺我身边唔系好远嘅地方。
We know that sharks attack from the back.
我哋知道咧，鲨鱼通常系中意系从你嘅背后袭击嘅。
Therefore, you have to watch. You have to keep looking back as you swim along to see whether a shark is closing in on you.
当你游水嘅时候咧，你需要不停嘅回头望，睇有冇鲨鱼袭击你。
Most sharks will not attack you head on, face to face.
大部分嘅鲨鱼唔会面对你去袭击嘅。
Therefore, you need to watch in order to survive.
所以你需要警醒先至能够生存。
It says that we are fighting a dangerous battle, and one reason we are losing, well, the reason why the church is losing is because it doesn't watch.
我刚才讲话，我哋长仗系一场好难嘅仗嚟嘅，而我哋打紧输仗原因就系咧，教会唔懂得点样警醒。
By the time you are attacked by a shark, it's too late. You won't even know what hit you. You'll be gone so fast, you didn't know what happened.
到到鲨鱼埋嚟咬你嘅时候，一切已经太迟啦。
Then I took evasive action. I went into shallow water and I waited.
所以我首先咧就落啲浅水嘅地方先，我就喺度等。
Of course it's true. I pulled out my knife.
当然咧，我就掹刀啦。
At least you have to try to do even there's not much of a defense. You have to do what you can.
虽然刀可以做到嘢就唔系好多，但起码都有啲智慧嘅。
And of course I kept facing the shark the whole time.
所以我就不停嘅望住条鲨鱼。
And that shark waited around for half an hour, circling around.
呢条鲨鱼咧有半小时咁耐咧，不停喺我周围就喺度游。
To watch the whole time.
我常常都要望住佢嘅。
After some half an hour, I didn't see the shark anymore. It disappeared because in Malaysia the water is so close, it's so clear, unlike in Hong Kong. You can see a long way in the water.
好似之后咧，鲨鱼就唔见咗啦，因为马来西亚嘅水好清嘅，我可以见到佢唔见咗。
But I had a long distance to swim back to shore.
但问题就系我有排都未翻得到游到翻岸上边。
At least 20 minutes distance from that island where I was to swim back to the shore.
由我当时喺嗰个岛嗰度游到岸咧，需要20分钟。
So I had to swim back and all the time watching the whole time.
当我游翻到岸嘅时候咧，我不停要向后望。
The church must learn. You must learn if you are going to survive spiritually to watch.
如果你想在属灵上面生存的话呢，你必须学习警醒。
As I said again, it's not a battle like two armies.
正如我所讲呢，打仗不是好像两支军队对垒咁嘅。
It's suddenly from nowhere the shark appears.
鲨鱼出现嘅时候呢，是忽然间嘅。
And then it disappeared.
忽然间佢又唔见咗。
Where did it go?
去咗边度呢？
And the whole time I have to be watching and I have to swim relatively slowly because quick movements will attract the attention of the shark again.
所以我需要得好慢，常常看住佢，因为我游得快快嘅时候咧，佢动作会惹嚟鲨鱼嘅注意。
The second point then is what are we to watch?
第二点我想讲嘅就系咧，到底我哋要提防啲咩嘢呢？
We must know what we are looking for.
我哋必须要知道我哋提防嘅系咩嘢。
If you say to somebody watch, he doesn't know what he's supposed to look at.
如果叫人话你要提防啊，你又唔敢提防咩嘢，佢都唔知道你要乜嚟做乜。
That's part of our training. When we go into diving, we watch out for the possibility of swimming into an almost invisible nylon net underneath that's there to catch fish, but then catches you.
但我学游水嘅时候咧，就成日训练我哋啦。潜水嘅时间咧，必须要唔好入游到去一啲嘅见唔到嘅网里边。
You have to watch out for very many dangerous creatures, not just sharks.
潜水时候你需要提防好多嘢嘅，唔单止鲨鱼咁简单。
Oh, there are many things that could threaten your life in the water.
好多嘢可以威胁到你嘅生命嘅。
You have to learn to know what you are looking for the whole time.
你必须常常都要提防嗰啲可以危害你生命嘅嘢。
And what happens when you meet up with it? What are you going to do?
当你遇见嘅时候，你会点做呢？
Not to panic.
千祈唔好惊。
There is another type of creature in the sea that's called a moray eel.
有另一種海裏邊嘅魚咧，就叫做
moray eel。It's a 鰻魚 ，it's a
鰻魚。
It's a type of 鰻魚 ，but this one has very very sharp teeth。
睇種鰻魚咧嘅牙係好利嘅。
When it opens, it always keeps its mouth open, and you see all the teeth in there。
打開佢嘴嘅時候，你就見到啲嘅鋒利嘅牙齒。
If you get bitten by one of those, it'll be too bad for you。
佢俾依類嘅鰻魚咬啖嘅話咧，你就冇啦。
And again, while I was swimming in Malaysia, I swam out.Towards that island that I mentioned.
就嗰次我就由岸到游出去依个嘅岛嘅时候。
Lots of rocks underneath.
我底下好多嘅石头。
And suddenly, when I swam over a rock, I saw one of these moray eels right down below.
有次我游经嗰个石嘅时候咧，喺石里边我见到依条嘅鳗鱼。
The water is shallow.
水就好浅嘅。
That moray eel was 1 foot, just 1 foot from my face, about from this distance to my face.
这条鳗鱼呢，距离我个面呢，只一尺咁远。
Now, you know that they look like snakes.
你知道鳗鱼有啲似蛇嘅。
And it's not very pleasant to see one of those.
你见到条鳗鱼就唔系好好睇嘅啫。
If you panic, it will strike.
如果你惊嘅话呢，佢就咬你噶啦。
So there I was, he was looking at me, I was looking at him.
所以佢又望住我，我又望住佢。
To decide who bites who.
大家要谂清楚，你咬我先定我咬你先。
So again, you see, watch and knowing what to watch out for, and then when you see it, what to do.
所以咧，大家需要学习提防啲咩嘢，同埋见到敌人嘅时候咧，你要点做
？So then I slowly glided over it.
所以我就好镇静咁样咧，就游过咗条鱼。
And he watched me all the way, but it didn't strike.
但佢一路都望住我，但佢就唔咬我。
When you pass, you feel that was close.
你過咗之後咧，哎呀，真係大命啦。
Do you know what to watch out for?
你知唔知道要提防啲咩嘢呢？
Every day you go out into the world, and there are so many things waiting to hit you. The enemies. We read just now in 1 Corinthians 15, not an enemy, but enemies, plural, many.
因为每天我哋喺度生活咧，有好多唔同种类嘅敌人要侵袭我哋嘅，有好多敌人嘅。
And any one of these can take cost you your life.
任何一个敌人咧，都可以令到我哋冇命。
Or could take off a leg and an arm.
或者可以咬断你嘅手或者你嘅脚。
Now, when it comes to the gospel, what are we to look out for?
当嚟到福音嘅时候，我哋要提防嘅系咩嘢呢？
How do we know when we are listening to the message whether it's true or false?
当我哋听到嘅时间啊，我点样分辨系真定假呢？
In order to survive, we must be able to tell what is true and what is false.
如果我哋生存嘅话咧，我必须要懂得点样分辨真定假嘅道。
While you are listening to me preaching, how do you know what I'm saying is true or false?
而家你听紧我哋讲道啦，你点知我哋讲嘅嘢系真呢？
If what I am saying is false, then believe me.It is far more dangerous than any of those other dangers that I mentioned during swimming or danger to health and so on. Because this has to do with eternal life.
如果我哋所讲嘢系假嘅话咧，依个危险啊，比起游水时遇到侵袭咧更加危险啦。因为听咗错嘅道咧，系影响到你失落永生嘅。
What are we going to do?
我哋应该点做咧
？Do you know how to tell?
你知唔知道点分辨咧
？No. Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
我哋而家翻去哥林多前书嘅第一章。
And I ask Pastor Joe to read for us verse 23.
我一齐读第二十三节，临前第一章廿三节。我哋却系全钉十字架嘅基督，喺犹太人为绊脚石，喺外邦人咧就看为愚拙。
Remarkable passage.
一段好奇怪嘅经节。
You may be familiar with this passage. Like so many Christians, they read the Bible, but they don't know really what is the significance of the passage.
呢句圣经你可能你好熟噶啦，正如好多基督徒一样咧，佢读圣经，但佢哋唔知道内中嘅含义嘅。
And strangely enough, on this passage, I have heard quite a few messages being preached.
奇怪就系咧，呢句圣经我听过唔少嘅篇道。
But do we know what this means?
但我哋知唔知道呢句圣经嘅含义咧？
How do we apply this in terms of the question of discernment?
我们怎样用这句圣经来学习分辨呢?
How can we gain spiritual insight into what are the things that threaten our life?
我们怎样能够去得到一种洞察力去知道哪类的东西会去威胁到我们的生命呢?
How do I gain insight into what is true or false?
我们怎样能得到分辨真假的洞察力呢?
My brothers and sisters, let me tell you this. There is a lot of false teaching in the church.
兄弟姊妹，等我话俾大家知道，喺教会当中，我有好多假嘅嘢。
And the sea, which I said is in the Bible represents chaos and evil and falsehood, is eating away at the church.
而海洋啊，就圣经里边代表到好多嘅冇秩序、混乱嘅海洋咧，系不断嘅侵袭紧海岸。
There's a lot of teaching in the church that is wrong.
喺教会当中有好多嘅教训系假嘅。
I include ourselves.
我包括埋我哋自己所讲嘅。
I'm not criticizing other churches. I'm talking about ourselves.
我并唔喺度批评嘅别啲嘅教会，我系讲紧我哋自己嘅教会。
And I'm going to give you an illustration, an instance of this.
而家我就要举一个例子啦。
In which I want to demonstrate in which where we go wrong.
我想藉住呢个例子去示范咧，我哋喺边个教导上边出咗错误。
This passage tells us one way to discern.
呢段圣经话俾我哋知道咧，其中一个分辨真假嘅方法。
It says the character of the gospel is like this. You must understand its character before you know, so you know what is true.
圣经话咧，福音一个特性系咁样样嘅。但你要分辨真假之前咧，你必须要知道呢个福音嘅特性。
The character of the gospel is that we preach Christ。
福音嘅特性就系咧，我哋全讲嘅系基督。
Everybody knows that，
个个都知噶啦。
We preach Christ crucified。
我哋全讲嘅系被钉十字架嘅基督。
Everybody knows that，
个个都识啦。
What's new？
有咩咁新颖
？What's new is this？
新颖嘅就系呢一点。
That none of this is offensive anymore.
就系当人传呢道理嘅时候咧，再冇得罪人。
What has happened?
发生咗咩事咧
？Paul says, and it's not true today. It's not simply not true anymore today.
保罗呢句话喺今天嚟讲咧，已经唔再系真实噶啦。
Paul says that the preaching of Christ, the preaching of the cross, is offensive to the Jews. It is a stumbling block. They hate it.
保罗话咧，佢传讲福音嘅时候咧，系会得罪嗰啲犹太人嘅，系为佢哋嚟讲系一个绊脚石嚟嘅。
And for the non-Jews, what's called the Greeks, the non-Jews, it is foolishness.
而为嗰啲非犹太人嚟讲咧，就系嗰啲愚蠢嘅事嚟嘅。
It is nonsense.
系荒谬嘅。
It is stupidity.
系完全蠢事嚟嘅。
How can the Savior of the world be a crucified criminal?
世界嘅救主可以被钉喺十字架上面嘅咩？
You see what has happened? I say we think we are winning, but we are losing.
你明白我意思吗？刚才我话我哋以为自己打胜仗，其实我哋系打败仗。
We think we are winning because we have removed the offense of the cross. What used to be offensive is not offensive anymore.
我哋将福音里边得罪人嘅地方攞走咗，唔提。我哋以为打胜仗啦，其实我哋打输仗。
Because we have taken the offense of the cross out of it means that we have changed its character.
因为我哋将咁样改变嘅福音时间咧，就连嘅福音嘅特性都改埋。
That's why I said I regret I failed at the camp at the conference that my message was not offensive。
所以我话喺马来西亚讲道嘅时间，我失败咗啦，因为我冇讲到呢个得罪人嘅地方。
Because the gospel in its very nature, if it is true, truly the gospel that Paul was preaching and the New Testament preachers is always offensive.
因为新约里面的真福音是常常都得罪人的。
That is why in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 it says that the word of God is a sharp, sharp two-edged sword.
为了这个缘故，希伯来书第四章十二节说，神的话语是 一把两刃的锋利的利剑。
You know, we have already dulled the sword. It's not sharp anymore.
现在我们将这把剑已经搞得很钝了。
It has long since lost its edge.
一早这把利剑已经不再锋利了。
In the Chinese stories, you often talk about, you know, the great swordsmen. They are often the victory depends on a good sword, so good that you take a hair and you blow it against the blade and it cuts the hair.
在中国嘅武侠小说里边咧，一个好嘅剑侠咧，其中佢叻嘅地方咧，就系佢连一个头发啊都可以用剑一削就分为两边。
So that you have two 高手啊，two experts.The difference often is between whether one has a good sword and the other is not so good sword.
所以两个高手比剑的时候呢，要决胜负呢，要在乎一个高手能不能够有一把好剑。
And that is why there are names for so many wonderful swords in these stories. This one is called this fancy name, and the other is some marvelous name. The sword is very important.
所以喺啲故事当中有好多嘅名剑嘅，所以剑好重要。
But Hebrews 4:12 says this, that the word is of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, no matter how marvelous your sword is, the word of God is sharper.
但希伯来书佢先讲咧，就系圣经呢个两刃嘅利剑啊，比其他一切嘅名剑都仲要锋利。
What does a sharp sword do?
锋利嘅剑又做咩嘅咧？
Oh, it cuts.
就要嚟去斩。
It's very dangerous.
系好危险嘅。
You need really a 高手 to handle it.
即系需要高手先能够舞爆剑。
Otherwise, you're going to hurt the wrong people.
今日就会斩错人噶啦。
So.This passage tells us that the true message of the cross, the true message of the gospel, is always offensive to the natural man.
So, 依句圣经话俾我哋知咧，一个真正福音嘅特性咧，就系常常都会得罪嗰啲属血气嘅人嘅。
And which of us is not carnal?
我当中边个人唔系属血气噶
？I would like to know which of you are so spiritual here that you are not carnal at all.
请问当中你边一个人啊，系咁属灵咧，去到程度你完全冇属血气嘅成分啦
？I am not so spiritual that there is no more carnality in me。
我并唔系一个咁嘅超级属灵人咧，而当中完全属血气嘅嘢都冇。
Now that sharp two-edged sword, let me tell you, will kill the carnal man in you。
呢把锋利嘅神话语嘅利剑咧，一定会将到我哋里面，你哋里面嗰个属血气嘅地方嚟杀死。
Because the only way to save you is to kill you.
因为唯一一个能够救你嘅方法咧，就首先杀咗你。
That is to kill the sinful man in you.
系将你里面嗰个罪人嗰部分咧，系杀咗佢。
To kill the sinful character in you.
将你里面嗰个犯罪嗰种性格杀咗佢。
So that the new man in Christ can live.
个目的就系能够基督嗰个新个人咧，能够生存。有生命。
And for that reason, because all of us are still carnal, that message of the cross will always continue to offend us.
正因为我们每个人都有一个属血气的部分的缘故，圣经常常都会得罪我们。
If it stops offending you, you are not reading the Bible anymore.
如果圣经再不再得罪你的话，你已经读错圣经了。
As I said, we have today taken the sharp edge off the word of God. The church has done a wonderful job. It has taken the sharp edge off the word, and it's no longer offensive.
正如我所讲，教会已经很成功地将福音的锋利的面拿走了，现在把剑很钝了。
Such a good job the church has done of destroying the sharp edge of the sword of God, that today, even if you go into China,They will say, oh yes, religion and Christianity is very good, it's 精神安慰, 精神安慰。
教会是这么成功呢，就算今天你将福音带去大陆里面都好，他都很欢迎你的。哦，他说基督教是一个精神的寄托。
You try getting some 精神安慰 out of leaning against the sharp sword.
你试一下从一个锋利的利剑里面找到精神的安慰啊。
We have destroyed the offensive character of the gospel.
我们已经将福音里面得罪人的面呢已经毁灭了。
Even the non-Christian who knows next to nothing about the Bible will know the beautiful 23rd Psalm that our sister sang for us just now.
一个完全不懂得圣经的非基督徒啊，都会听过刚才水老师唱的诗篇23篇。
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。Oh, beautiful words. Oh, I'm so comforted.
哇，嗰啲嘅话真系好靓啊！耶和华系我嘅牧者，我必不至于缺乏。
哦，真真是精神安慰。哦、这个、，I feel so good.
呢个真系精神嘅安慰啦，听完之后好舒服啊。
Now that is psalm is beautiful.
嗰篇诗篇的确系好美丽嘅。
But let me tell you, the edge of that sword is very, very sharp.
但同我同你讲咧，但系呢把剑嘅锋利咧系相当。
But if I asked you, could you tell me where is the sharpness of that sword? You probably wouldn't know where it is.
但如果我要问你嘅话，咁嘅锋利地方喺边度啊？你多数都唔识答我噶啦。
Why? Because the church has done a beautiful job.
因为教会系咁成功啊。
They have taken the sword and put it on the grinding stone, and now what do you do? You can use it as a walking stick.
因为教会已经将把剑咧喺个磨刀上边磨啊磨，磨到而家可以拐杖咁样。
真是寄托，于是 you can put your weight on leaning.
呢个真系寄托啦，因为好似拐杖咁
样。My bad back, I can walk with it.
尤其是好似牧师嘅腰痛嘅咧，就仲需要拐杖添。
Wonderful, the sword has become a walking stick.
真系奇妙啦，而家锋利剑咧变成拐杖。
The church thinks it's winning, and it has destroyed the gospel.
教会以为打赢仗，其实咧，我哋已经毁灭咗福音啦。
23rd Psalm is a very important psalm, and we thank our sister for singing it.
诗篇廿三篇系一篇好重要诗篇，我哋感谢瑞老师为我哋献唱。
Because it's amazing, I was going to mention this psalm, I didn't know that our sister was going to sing it. It's really the leading of the Spirit.
真系好奇妙嘅，圣灵嘅带领好奇妙嘅，我唔知道瑞老师会唱一首诗歌，佢就竟然唱出嚟。
Where is the sharpness?
到底个锋利地方喺边度咧？
I won't spend time to expound it.
我唔会太详细解释啦。
I'll just mention it.
我净系会提一提。
The Lord is my shepherd. You think that's comforting?
谂清楚，耶和华系我嘅牧者，你真系以为好安慰咩？
Do you know what shepherd means in the Bible?
你知唔知圣经里边嘅牧羊人系咩意思啊？
The shepherd was a picture of the king.
圣经里边牧羊人系一个皇帝嘅形象嚟嘅。
Many times in the Bible, the word shepherd is used. It refers to the king.
很多时候咧，圣经里边谈到牧人咧，系讲到皇帝。
And when you say the Lord is my shepherd, it means nothing unless it means God is my king.
而当你话到耶和华系我嘅牧者嘅时候咧，你系讲紧啊，主系我嘅君王。
And the king is a king of holiness.
而呢个君王咧，系一个圣洁嘅君王。
And let me tell you this: if you are going to sin and live in sin, don't you dare to quote that psalm.
但我告诉你知啦，如果你打算去犯罪嘅话咧，你千祈唔好引呢段诗篇。
Jesus shall reign until he deals with every enemy, including the enemy in your life. And if you are the enemy, you will come under his sword.
基督必须要作王，直等到佢征服一切嘅敌人为止，系包括咗喺生命里面每一种嘅罪。
To my mind, it's a total mystery. How come a Christian, a non-Christian, can say the Lord is my shepherd? When was he your king?
我就好唔明白点解个非基督徒咧都可以话耶和华是我嘅牧者啦，因为对非基督徒嚟讲咧，耶稣从来都唔系佢哋嘅君王。
And then it goes on, and there the sharpness gets even further. Maybe some other time I can expound this.
将来有机会嘅话咧，我会解释得再详细啲啦。
You know what it goes on to say there?
跟住讲乜嘢啊
？Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
你嘅竿、你嘅杖都安慰我。
We have lost the sharpness of that too, haven't we?
我哋连依句说话嘅锋利嗰面都失去咗啦，系咪咧
？You know what you do with a rod？
你用个杖嚟做咩嘢噶
？The rod is not for a walking stick, you know。
呢个杖就唔系拐杖喎。
The rod was a weapon。
杖系一个武器嚟嘅。
The rod was for beating。
杖系用嚟打人嘅。
The shepherd used the rod for beating or killing a wolf if it attacked the sheep。
如果有豺狼去侵袭羊嘅话咧，牧人会用支杖咧去打噶。
And what is more, it will beat the sheep. The shepherd will also beat the sheep when it goes out of line.
唔单止咁咧，如果有羊系离开羊群嘅话咧，牧羊都会用杖嚟打佢。
When was the last time when you got beaten by the Lord and you thought it was very comforting? So Lord, thank you. I enjoyed the beating very much.
你几时试过俾主管教咧？你觉得系好舒服嘅咧？我多谢你，你好舒服啊。
But that's what the psalm is saying.
但圣经系咁讲嘅喎。
Your beating with the rod comforts me.
圣经话咧，你用掌咁打我咧，反为安慰咗我。
哇 ，you say this guy is nutty。
佢话依个人真系傻傻地嘅。
Oh no, he's very wise。
佢好聪明嘅真。
Because he knows that with that rod, with the beating from the Lord is keeping him from straying off track and being killed by a wolf。
因为佢知道咧，佢主咁用掌打佢咧，佢就唔会偏离个羊群，俾豺狼咬到啦。
In other words, you have to be very spiritual even to understand the meaning of this psalm. Otherwise, you are misusing it.
即是话，如果你要明白诗篇廿三篇，唔会去滥用佢咧，首先你自己系一个属灵人。
But let us go on quickly, that we can discern that unless you see and you willingly, like the psalmist say, I thank you for the offense of your gospel, For that stick, that rod that beats me, it comforts me. That you care for me enough to beat me.
我哋需要学习诗人咁嘅样。当我哋经受到主用杖管教我哋打我哋嘅时候咧，或者经验到圣经嘅话语得罪我哋嘅时候咧，我哋反而感谢主。
That is the way you should read your Bible.
呢个先至系读圣经嘅真嘅方法。
That every time you read the Bible, don't you dare to take the edge, the sharp edge of that Bible.
所以要读圣经咧，你千祈唔好尝试用话语里面得罪人嗰方面咧嚟攞走。
It is precisely that which will save you.
正因为能够救你嗰样嘢咧，就系、是、呢个。
It is precisely because so much of the Bible is rebuke.
即系圣经里边大部分嘅教训都系责备嚟嘅。
And it's only when you have learned to thank the Lord for the rebuke that it cuts you, it hurts you, it beats you, that you only then can benefit from the blessings that the Bible also contains.
因为只当你懂得经验到神嘅管教嘅时候，都感谢佢嘅时候咧，你先得到福音嘅益处。
Only then can we talk about the mountain of the Lord being lifted up and drawing all the people。
只有喺嗰个时间咧，我先至能够话耶和华嘅山被高举，能吸引众人。
Until then, it's no use for us to talk about this。
喺过去之前咧，我哋讲呢啲咁嘅嘢系冇用嘅。
I hope now you can understand more fully why I say I fail to bring out the offense. There's no use talking about the promise without talking about the offense。
所以我就话我讲到失败咗啦。因为只是讲圣经里面的应许而不讲圣经里面其他的东西呢是没有用的。
Now let me give you another illustration. This time is from the errors, an error of our own church teaching in a particular message recently preached.
现在我就要举一个例子去证明呢，在最近我们教会当中讲道里面呢，是有些地方出错。
And I want to say this because I think it's very important for us to be self-critical rather than critical of others.
我要咁样讲嘅原因就系咧，因为我认为啊，自己批评自己，被批评人系更加重要。
I've already criticized myself for my own failure.
我刚才已经批评过自己啦。
Here I have to criticize a co-worker.
而家我就要批评一个嘅同工。
I'm not criticizing him, but for this particular section of a message.
我意思唔系批评佢嘅个人，而我所指佢所讲嘅篇道。
I also have to say that he has preached some very good messages.
我必须要补充嘅就系咧，呢位同工曾经讲过啲好好嘅信息添。
But when I thought about his message and the illustration he used, it worried me.
但当我谂到佢所讲嘅篇道同埋道中所要引用嘅例子嘅时候咧，我就好担心啦。
Now here I'm going to be offensive, you will see.
而家我就要得罪人啦。
You see, I'll offend even our co-workers.
我而家甚至得罪我自己嘅同工添。
My co-workers know me very well. I'm very offensive sometimes.
我同工好了解我嘅，好容易得罪人。
Because the truth must be said.
因为真理必须要传讲嘅。
The rod has to be used.
呢个杖咧必须要被使用。
The sword must be drawn.
剑咧必须要被拔出嚟。
Now, our time is running out fast, and I want to cover this quickly.
时间已经好快啦，我净系想快提一提。
In this message, this dear co-worker was talking about the importance of transformation. That the Christian must become a transformed person, and that is absolutely true.
喺篇信息里边咧，有同工就话咧，基督徒必须要被改变，呢个系好重要嘅。
But the illustration is the problem.
但系嗰篇道里边嘅引用嘅例子咧，就系个问题嘅所在。
And what bothered me was how everybody who listened to that message welcomed that illustration so much.
而令我担心嘅地方就系咧，大家弟兄弟姊妹听见呢个例子嘅时候啊，大家系咁容易接受咗。
Oh, they found it very wonderful.
你觉得呢个例子咧用得真系好啦。
So vivid, so beautiful.
真系生动，真系好啦。
And it tells me that our church has got a lot of problems. If you think that is good.
呢点就话俾我知咧，我哋嘅宗教会有好多问题存在。
Our church, brothers and sisters, have a long way to go spiritually before we have discernment. We watch and have insight to see what is right and what is wrong.
兄弟姊妹啊，我哋咁多个教会咧，有排都仲未学到分辨真假。
And I hope that you will do me this kindness.
希望大家能够帮我一个忙。
And I hope that my beloved co-workers will do me this kindness.
我又希望我嘅同工咧会帮我呢个忙。
That if you detect anything in my message that is not absolutely 100% in line with the word of God, you come to me and tell me what you said is not in line with the word of God.
就系几时你听得出我所讲到当中有任何一点唔系100%同圣经吻合嘅话咧，我就求你嚟话俾我知道。
Take the sword of the Spirit, the sharp sword of the Spirit, and use it on me.
请你拔出你嘅百姓灵嘅宝剑咧，嚟用喺我身上边。
Because in that way you are doing me a great kindness.
因为你咁样做嘅时候咧，你帮咗一个大忙啊。
And you are doing all the churches a great kindness.
你都帮咗众教会一个大忙。
So the message was about transformation, and we know that to be a true Christian is to be transformed.
所以嗰篇道咧系讲到要改变，而做一个真基督徒咧系必须要被改变。
And this dear co-worker used the illustration about a frog turning into a prince.
所以个同工就有呢个例子话咧，改变就好似等于咧一个嘅一只嘅青蛙被改变成为一个王子。
Very interesting picture.
一个好有趣嘅图画嚟嘅。
It comes from, of course, a Western.A European fairy tale.
就依个例子系来自一个西方嘅寓言啊。
In which the frog somehow then is transformed, changed into a beautiful, handsome prince.
喺神话故事里边咧，就话到依个好丑怪嘅青蛙咧，一夜之间就变成一个好英俊嘅王子。
Well, that's a good picture of transformation, no?
啊，依个系一个好美妙嘅被改变嘅图画，系咪咧
？What's wrong with it?
有咩唔妥喎？
If you preach this message to any non-Christian, would it be offensive?
如果你将呢个嘅道理话俾个基督徒听啊，你会唔会得罪佢咧
？If we use the guideline of offensiveness, of course it's not offensive. It makes very good sense.
如果你用呢个嚟做度尺嘅话咧，就唔会得罪任何人啦。
In other words, that illustration failed in the same way that I failed.
意思就系话呢个嘅例子啊，同样好似我嘅篇道一样失败咗。
You see.There are several problems when we analyze this illustration.
当我哋开始分析呢个例子嘅时候咧，我哋见到有几个问题。
First of all, not all princes are handsome.
第一点就系咧，唔系所有嘅王子都系英俊嘅。
What is more, it conveys the wrong picture because princes are people with position and power in the world, even though they are not necessarily handsome.
更弊就系咧，虽然有啲王子并唔英俊咧，但佢王子系代表到喺世界上边有好高嘅地位，有权势嘅。
Secondly, not all frogs are ugly.
第二点就系咧，世界上嘅唔系全部嘅青蛙都系丑陋嘅。
Have you looked at some nice frogs?
你有冇见过啲靓青蛙
？Oh, very cute.
好得意青蛙我都见过啊。
I feel very sorry. Why should the nice happy little frog become a prince?
我就觉得咧，依个好可怜啊，好唔公道嘅。点解将青蛙描成为一个嘅丑陋嘅王，丑陋青蛙成为王子咧
？You've seen some they're nice green coloured, very beautiful little frogs. What's ugly about a frog?
有啲青蛙系青色嘅，唔就好靓啊，有乜咁丑陋？
In fact, I'm not alone in thinking that frogs are not that ugly.
我就唔单单我咁谂噶。
If you go to a shop, sometimes you'll see.Nice stuffed big green frogs.
有时你去百货公司睇见咧，你又见到啲嘅布公仔都系做成好似嘅靓青蛙咁嘅样嘅。
And children love to play with the great big cuddly frog.
咁啊，细路仔好中意玩啲靓青蛙噶。
So even on the human analysis, this illustration doesn't really work that well.
就算喺人嘅层面上边咧，呢个嘅例子都有啲唔讲唔通嘅地方。
But there is also rather unpleasant implications in this illustration.
不幸嘅就系咧。仲有其他更加嚴重嘅後果。
It seems to imply that all non-Christians are frogs because they have not yet been transformed.
呢個例子暗示啊，即凡係非基督徒咧，都係醜陋嘅青蛙，因為佢哋未被改變。
And all Christians are princes.
而基督徒咧，就係全部都係王子啦。
And we know that that's nowhere near the truth.
但我哋知道呢個唔係事實嚟嘅。
Come look at all our princes and princesses here.
你睇下我当中咁多嘅王子同公主啊。
Oh, of course, you may be exception. You're all very handsome and all very excellent. That's fine.
咁当然，你哋可能就系例外嚟噶啦。
But dare we say that all non-Christians are ugly frogs?
唔通我哋咁讲，全部非基督徒都系丑陋嘅青蛙咩
？Now I'm not sure that this was in the mind of our co-worker when he was using this illustration.
我就唔清楚当同工用呢个例子嘅时候咧，佢系咪谂紧咁样嘢
？Maybe this was not in his mind.
或者佢并冇咁嘅含义。
Maybe he just wanted to illustrate the point.
或者佢净系想用个例子啫。
But even in the illustration, we can convey falsehood.
但系我用错例子嘅时候咧，都可以传达到啲嘅错嘅嘢。
And all our co-workers, and I warn all our co-workers of our heavy responsibility in the preaching of the word of God.
所以我喺度提醒各位同工咧，就是、我哋要传讲神嘅话语嘅时候咧，我哋身兼一个好重嘅责任。
But the worst part of the illustration is that it is false.
但系问题就系嗰个例子咧，其中一部分咧都系错嘅。
False from the scriptural point of view.
从圣经角度嚟睇咧系错嘅。
Indeed, we are talking about a transformation, but what kind of transformation are we? If we are going to illustrate the transformation in this way, we got it upside down.
我哋冇錯係要講改變，但係講邊類嘅改變呢？如果係講錯咗嘅話咧，就會本末倒置啦。
In the Bible, the transformation might be more correctly described as a transformation from a prince to becoming a frog, and that would have turned the illustration upside down, and that is what the Bible says.
如果我哋將呢個例子倒轉頭啊，話聖經講到改變嘅時候咧，係將一個人由王子咁樣改成青蛙咧，就反為合聖經添。
From any point of view you like to put it, that's what the Bible says. That's very offensive.
我唔知你點樣睇都好啦。这个很得罪人的，但这个才是真的讲法。
And that is really foolishness in the hearer's ears. You are asking me, a prince, that I think I am, to become a frog?
这一点就会得罪人了，因为你叫我一个这么英俊的王子做丑青蛙。
Now you begin to preach according to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 in the passage we read.
咁样讲到嘅时候咧，我哋就开始好似林前第一章咁样讲啦。
Otherwise, we're going to preach the wrong kind of transformation and for the wrong motives.
否则嘅话咧，我哋就传咗一个错嘅改变，同埋咧系出于一个错嘅动机嘅改变。
The Bible tells us to humble ourselves from our princely position.
圣经叫到我哋咧，从我哋嘅王子般嘅高位上边咧去降卑。
From what we think is our beauty and our righteousness and our status and our riches.
叫我哋咧，从我哋所恃住嘅地位啊，我哋认为好嘅嘢个当中嚟降卑。
After all, when you think of a prince, what do you think of? You think of a person with position, with power, with wealth.
当我哋谂到王子，谂到啲咩咧？当然就谂到权势啦。
That's what we think of.
这个就是我们所想到的东西。
Do we want Christians to be transformed from lowliness and humility to positions of power and strength in the world? 难道我们想
将基督徒在世界当中有一个卑微的地位被改变到一个很高的地位吗？
Transformation, the concept is correct, but what kind of transformation are we talking about?
如果要讲改变呢，观念就是对的，但必须要搞清楚是哪一类的改变。
What is more, it's contrary even to the message that was in the camp.
另外咧，就係依一個咁樣嘅信息咧，係同營個主題係衝突嘅。
For God only exalts what is lowly，
因為神只會將嗰啲謙卑嘅人嚟高舉。
So if we exalt ourselves, if we do not realize the need for first becoming a frog, we will never be lifted up。
所以假如我哋唔懂得我哋先需要变成青蛙嘅话咧，神系永远都唔会将我哋高举。
We already consider ourselves. Every sinner thinks of himself as a prince.
每一个罪人都以为自己系皇帝噶啦。
He must learn to humble himself down.
罪人必须学习谦卑自己。
That's what I say to you today. Do you know how to discern the truth of the message?
所以刚才我就问你啦，你识唔识分辨真假嘅信息呢
？Suppose I didn't tell you what's wrong with that illustration. Could you tell me what was wrong with the illustration?
假如我唔话俾你知道刚才嘅例子错喺边度嘅话，你自己分辨可唔可以分辨到呢
？Probably not.
当时就唔得啦。
Why? Because it appeals to you.